Till I am beside the someone who I can mean something to.
Would we like to do the Pledge of Allegiance?
No, let's do roll call first and then Pledge of Allegiance, since, well.
Okay. Yeah. Chair Hyatt?
Oh, you're right. My fault. I see this.
Okay. Can I do it more?
All right. Okay, now we'll do roll call.
Thank you. Commissioner Height?
Here.
Commissioner Kirby?
Here.
Commissioner Mansour?
Here.
Vice Chair Messi?
Oh, sorry.
Here.
Chair Messner?
Here. I spoke out of turn, sorry. Okay, public forum. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city, and it is requested that a speaker complete the speaker request form. Do we have any?
Chair Messner, I have no speaker slips.
All right. Okay, adjustments and amendments to the agenda?
Any? I hear none.
Okay, item A, consent calendar.
Item A1, approval of the Public Tree Advisory Commission meeting minutes of October 12, 2016.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of October 12th.
I'll second.
I have a problem with them as they were originally sent to us. I would prefer to add the public forum comments that were submitted by Richard Foster.
If you like, I can revise those minutes. The revised wording would be, Richard Foster raised concerns, which he noted were ongoing problems of poor documentation, which is being discussed at the Public Tree Advisory Commission meeting, providing examples such as the statement that the commission asked for help from the arborist was not true. Staff disregarded the will of the city council to only use the arborist when the commissioners needed the arborist's help, and that chronic errors appear to be intentional, not acts of omissions. If that's acceptable, then we'll go ahead and amend that.
That would be acceptable to me.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Okay. Item B, discussion item.
Item B1, a Goleta Urban Forest Management Plan review.
Mr. Chair, we have a very brief report for you this evening. Attached to the staff report, attachment one is the redlined version of the Urban Forest Management Plan that includes all the edits and comments that have been made to date to the Urban Forest Management Plan. And then attachment two is a clean copy without any edits or comments. After we prepared the original version, we were notified that the changes that the commission had directed to the tree planting guidelines Appendix C during the March 17th meeting were inadvertently missed. So what we've done is we've gone back to that attachment, that appendix, that's Appendix C. We've incorporated what we felt were the directions from the commission at the March 17th meeting, and we've put those in the red lines, and then you'll see those reflected in the clean line. So I wanted to make sure that we pointed that out to you all, because that is a change from the last meeting. Also, in Appendix A, which is the street tree planting list, we had identified some spelling errors to the botanical names in Latin and some of the common names. And so what we've done is we've identified those in the appendix in the red line version and saved those in the clean line version. But I wanted to bring those to your attention so you have an opportunity to take a look at those. We were also directed at the last PTAC meeting to review the document for verbs like consider or implement and make some changes to adopt or implement to make sure that we sort of address the fact that this is a plan that has been edited over the course of time. So we've gone back and made those changes to those words that we think are appropriate at this time. But again, I'd like to stress that because this is a document that evolves over time and our program evolves over time, the document represents both past, present, and future. So we've gone back and we've taken a look at some of those consider and made some changes based on the direction that you all provided at the last meeting. But again, that was based on staff's best judgment. Again, as we discussed at the last PTAC meeting, this plan is intended to be reviewed and periodically edited over the course of the next 15 to 20 years. So it is a living document. The other thing that we wanted to bring to your attention that has come up since our last meeting is that the Planning Department has recently begun the development of a historic preservation program, which will be incorporated into the general plan. Part of that historic preservation program relates to heritage trees, which is obviously an area of mutual interest with PTAC and with the Planning Commission and the Planning Department. So we wanted to raise this and bring this to your attention because at some point in the future, there is the possibility that there could be some interface and some alignment that needs to be addressed moving forward. So we wanted to make sure that we had advised the Commission that the Planning Department was working on this program. It does include an assessment of heritage trees, potentially historic trees in the community. And the Planning Department has retained a group, Historic Resources Group, which includes, as part of that effort, Carl Berg and Associates of Santa Monica. They are just now starting to do the survey work of pre-1970 public trees. And they, as soon as they have that work done, we'll keep the commission apprised of their efforts in this regard. And so we will likely come back to you at a later date with some additional information. But we did want to make sure that you were aware that the Planning Department was working on this project, as it does overlap with part of what PTAC does for us. So following your review of the document that is before you this evening, if you all are comfortable with it and you so direct, the next step would be to make a recommendation to the City Council that the revised document be approved by the City Council, and we would take it forward to the City Council for their consideration at the November 14th meeting.
Thank you. Okay. I have some changes that need to be made that are errors. So. What I think we're going to do is start at 104. We're going to go page by page. And whoever has an adjustment that needs it, we will do so.
So he's going to the clean. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have a speaker before we start for item B1, Ron Garber.
Hello, members of the Urban Forest Management Plan Review. I just wanted to make the suggestion that the management plan review, the people involved in it, work with the city and maybe ask the city to review their guidelines for enforcing breaches to the plan. And the experience that I've had is where trees have been cut down, one involving myself, and I know of another similar case, where when it's brought to the city's attention, first of all, there is no consequence for the people taking the trees down. I believe there are fines in the that the city has on the books, but they, I don't believe, have ever been implicated. I know Santa Barbara has fines that were implicated that were initiated in 2009, ranging from $1,000 to $5,000, and depending on the trees. I'm speaking of trees that are the city's property or that the city has some stake in, specifically the trees in the public right-of-way. In one circumstance, you know, the person cut the tree down for a specific purpose of increasing the view of his commercial property, and the city's response was no fines, no punishment, go ahead and replace this tree with any tree on that list. Well, if you can cut down a 70-year-old tree and plant any old size tree you want, and if that tree can be any species you want, and you take a tree that's appropriate for that neighborhood and put one in that is only purpose is to change the view of your property, and it's maybe a much smaller tree or it's a different growth pattern, that's going to encourage people to do this kind of behavior. If you can go and cut, if you know that it's, you can go and cut any tree down you want and plant whatever you want without the city being involved in that process, people that want to do that will continue to do that. I know of two specific instances. I would suggest that if you cut a tree down, there should be some process whereby this is reported preferably maybe to the urban management forest group or whatever the city would feel appropriate, someone who has an interest in the trees, and that maybe the fines should be mandatory unless they can be removed by some process. You know, maybe these people should have a process by which they can ask the city to replace a tree to improve the view of their property or have a better look to an area. I think that should be the city's decision and not someone who just goes ahead and starts chopping down trees. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so are we all on 104? Big numbers. Okay, so now 105. 106. I have one. Number 44, it says tree species considerations. It's supposed to be tree species eligibility list. All right. At last meeting, you made that comment because we didn't take we rejected the other tree list, and Mr. Haight even asked, and you said it would go from considerations back to eligibility list. Okay? And that's in the March 17th packet.
I guess I'm confused because the commission took action to remove and eliminate the eligibility list. And at one point there was a conversation about calling this consideration. So this is the chapter. This is a summary of the chapter headers.
I have here tree species eligibility list right here from the March 17th packet. So we never changed that. So it's going to be eligibility list.
Okay. Wasn't there some conversation at our last meeting about this?
Yes, there was. And I remember specifically Mr. Haight asked, and you said it would go back to after we rejected the considerations. What? Because you said, Mr. Haight,
I guess I'm confused.
What was it going to be? And it said it would go back to the eligibility list because we didn't accept the tree list.
I don't remember it either way. Sorry about
that. Well, I made a note of it.
Okay.
So we're looking at the minutes. And there was a motion made by Commissioner Kirby, seconded by Commissioner Mansour, to approve including Appendix E, which was the tree species considerations. And that failed. So then Appendix E, so with the failed motion, Appendix E, tree species considerations, is removed. Now, the name of this list, initially, it was originally tree species eligibility list. Then there was conversation, and we'd have to trail it back to change it to tree species considerations because you removed the eligibility list, so it became retitled considerations, is my recollection. But if the commission would like to change it to tree species eligibility, that's also acceptable. It's commission action. So whichever name you prefer is fine.
Okay. I'm motioning that we change it to eligibility list.
And thinking about it, I'm wondering if we want the list just tree species eligibility, because we don't have a list.
Okay.
It would be just be indication of what the eligibility is to be.
Yes, but the thing is, if you go back to it, the eligibility list, it's nursery plant standards, and it's proper identification, tree planting guidelines. To me, that all falls into an eligibility of criteria.
hear you. Let's go to the red line. Hold up. What section is that? 4.4? So on the red lines.
Commissioner Messner, I don't know that I have a preference one way or another.
Okay.
My comment is not directly related to that at this point. I'd prefer if we, as we consider what to title the section, if we could look at the section, which is on page number 121 in the big numbers. So I was in the majority on the vote on removing that list. I realized that. And I myself didn't go back through and see what that did to this section, but this section doesn't make much sense at this point with us having that list out. Because we have, whether we call it considerations or a list, there, the first paragraph just talks about the list that we do have, which we agree is Appendix A. And then the next paragraph, too, talks about what an eligibility list would include. And then so that doesn't work very well. And then when we get to the objectives, then we have more references to eligibility list in item number 2.
Well, bottom line is I don't like the word considerations. So I think it's consider yes, consider no. It leaves it too vague as far as I'm concerned.
We don't have a second to your motion, so which would mean...
I'll second it.
So now we can discuss it.
Does anyone think the possibility that what might work would be tree species eligibility criteria? Because it would then be pointing out, which this does.
I was in the minority on the vote on this, so I'm not going to speak on it.
Okay, so as we consider what the appropriate title is, if we look at page 121, going back to the idea or the fact that paragraph 2 talks about an eligibility list would include, if we consider Vice Chair Massey's comment about calling it criteria, then we could be consistent with that if in paragraph 2 we said eligibility criteria would include characteristics.
Yes, I would go with that because I had, that was my next thing to go on later down the road, so we can hit it both at one time.
So I'd like to make sure we understand as staff what we're talking about. So the section, the title for 4.4 would be tree species criteria.
Eligibility
criteria. Okay. And then in the first paragraph, no changes.
Of 121.
Add a period.
Oh, yep. Yes, sir. And then the second paragraph, eligibility criteria would include.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. And then in the fourth paragraph that starts, any plant listed would not say should not be considered for listing on the eligibility list. It should just say should not be considered.
And not planted.
And not planted.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the next sentence would go away, I believe.
Okay, I'm sorry. Before you leave page 121, we have a note here on the third paragraph. It also includes eligibility list, the term eligibility list. It's generic as an eligibility list, so it's a generic reference to ultimately perhaps the development of an eligibility list.
I would just get rid of paragraph 3. Myself.
No, there's no problem with removing it.
Okay, I'll go with a 2.
I'm sorry, I missed that. We need to confirm for staff, please.
So you're talking the second paragraph?
Third.
Yes.
Yes, what?
We can remove that.
Is there consensus on that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So before we change, we leave page 121. Is there consensus on the changes that have been discussed for page 121? Changing the title to tree species eligibility criteria, paragraph 2, eligibility criteria would include, delete paragraph 3, paragraph 4, delete the term or the phrase for listing on the eligibility list.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, thank you.
In that fourth paragraph, I'd just like to hear what my fellow commissioners think about. What's brought up here is actually a good point. In the second sentence, it says the list includes, and so that would be changed, but just as for talking points, many widely established tree species in Goleta, including Pittosporum, Myoporum, Mexican fan palms, and Canary Island date palms, among others. So those just flat out were saying no more planting those in public right-of-ways or public parks. That's basically what we're recommending here. We're just saying nope.
Yeah.
And I like my personal Canary Island date palm, just speaking of.
But that's on your property.
Yeah, oh, I know. I know no one's going after it, at least officially. But we have them over at the Hilton site.
That were existing. So I guess right. The question is that space where they are still standing, is that public right of way or does that belong to the Hilton?
I know that the plans that were okayed by DRB for the ones in the right-of-way are not approved street trees because I brought the issue up. I bring it up every chance a development comes forward and nobody pays any attention to the street tree planting list.
So by permitting those trees to be there, we have just broken our...
No, because they're an existing thing. You don't go around cutting down everything you don't like. You wait until it falls over, hopefully. But
I think there's a grace on the pre-existing. We're trying to start here and go forward.
Right, and really that's getting to where I'm leading with my point is that if the property in the right-of-way, and I guess it's a question as to whether it's in the right-of-way or not, but let's, for the sake of discussion, let's say they're in the right-of-way, okay? They're existing, so we're not going to chop them down. But they form a pattern, right? They're part of that property, and so if the third one in dies, by this rule, it would say that can't be replaced, which to me wouldn't necessarily make sense in that circumstance. I mean, I guess rules can have exceptions, or the PTAC at that time, whoever that is, they could choose to make an exception, and maybe that would be the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
So with all that being said, do we need to do we need to say anything about exceptions can be made, or should we just leave it up to the common sense of the people who follow us on this body?
Is it up to the Planning Commission to allow the trees over our jurisdiction, I guess is what I'm saying. If they've approved this plan and they have permitted the trees, so if this document we're working on says something different, I'm a little bit confused, because it's going to be the same thing, I think, for some of these other species that are there, that's listed here. Kind of a gray.
So I think one of the things I may have mentioned in a previous commission meeting is that the Urban Forest Management Plan has a tremendous amount of detailed information, but some of the things that are not yet included in this plan that ultimately staff would like to be able to develop and bring back to the commission for consideration are some policies and procedures that allow us to address questions such as the ones that have just been raised. Mm-hmm. And I'm familiar to in my previous community where I worked, where we had a very active urban forest management program, we did have some of those things delineated, and they're not delineated here. So in this particular example, if the trees are existing, the decision was made to leave existing trees, not pull out existing trees, mm-hmm. even if they're in the right of way, and even if they don't necessarily meet what we would plant in the future. And if trees were to come out and somebody were to request planting of trees in the public right of way that are not consistent with our designated street tree list, that's an opportunity for staff to bring that exception back to PTAC for their consideration, because it's not within the boundaries that have been established. There are a number of gray areas that, from a procedural perspective, aren't well delineated for us that I think would benefit from some clarification in the future. I don't think the intent is to remove trees in the right-of-way that aren't consistent with the adopted street tree list, and so therefore they stay. If that helps provide any guidance.
Yes, I think that would be fine.
Just saying it's in a gray area is appreciated. It makes it much clearer for me.
Chair Messner, can I also interject? In terms of some housekeeping, could you guys choose one type of sort of vote for these changes, whether it's done by consensus or by motion? That would be fine. Either one of those would be fine for our clerk to be able to take some clear minutes here.
Okay, so I know we did it, but we'll do it again. On these changes that we did on 121, everybody in favor of those changes that we just have gone through and discussed?
Yes.
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 All right.
Yes.
Okay. So now we'll go back to 107.
I'm sorry, but did you want to finish this section, or are we going to come back and finish this section?
I thought we're done with 121. Page 121.
We are done with page 121, but there are other, did you want to continue the conversation with regard to the eligibility list? Because it carries over onto page 122.
Well, I had a comment here which says, consider using select tree or similar database tool for identifying allowable species. In the March 17th, it continues with comma.
It's in the final draft last time also.
And it says,
additional sentence, part of the sentence.
With guidelines additions as identified in Appendix C. I mean, we've been moving this appendix. Here it says E, but everything's been changed around.
If you look at page 127 on the final draft last time, it has this continuation of the sentence, which was with recommended additions as identified in Appendix C. Oh, yeah, E. I put the C there and read it automatically. Sorry. It's on page 127 of last meeting's blue line. I call it blue line because it has the blue things. It's at the very top of the page.
Yeah.
But there is no more Appendix E.
That's correct, because everything keeps getting moved around.
That's why when I read Appendix C, but you cross out the E and put in C.
Chair Messner, could you just read what you want added on to after identifying allowable species, comma?
With guideline additions as identified in Appendix C.
Thank you.
With guideline additions as identified in Appendix C.
Now I gotta get back to mine.
That finishes up that section. If we need to know if we all agree on that change.
Okay. So do we agree on that change?
Well, we just want to confirm, not that we're trying to be difficult, but we want to confirm Appendix C is the public tree planting guidelines.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But it doesn't identify species.
I think what I look at it as, it says, consider using Select Tree or similar database tool for identifying allowable species with guideline additions as identified. We have guidelines in here in the planting guidelines that talk about nursery standards. They have to meet some of these standards too. They have to meet standards in the tree planting guidelines. They got to meet identifications for nursery plant standards. They need to meet nursery plant standards. So it's just, you can find a tree on Select Tree, I want that one, but it's also got to meet this other stuff, criteria. You got to, when you go to the nursery, that's part of the young tree care, is when you see young trees at the nursery, they have to meet a certain way, and that's what these guidelines say.
Okay, just confirming.
Yeah, that makes sense to me that we refer to the guidelines in Appendix C. Yeah.
Now I got to figure out where all my dang paper is.
I think we should each say, I agree with that change.
Well, are we following the protocol of a motion, or are we following the protocol of consensus? I think that's what our deputy city attorney was trying to clarify.
I thought we did consensus last time by each of us saying.
For every change, we have to make a motion second, and then we vote, okay. I believe.
Motion to change it to add at the end of species, comma, with guideline additions as identified in Appendix C. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, I need to just figure out my paperwork here a second, please. Crap.
I need to go back to the.
I've got to find, I flipped it.
Do you want somebody else?
The table of
contents.
No,
just please.
105, 107.
107, okay, now I'm back. Okay, now we're on 107.
I have a change. Somehow. Under appendices B, potential got put back in there, although it was not in the last time.
Right. Well, that's not potential anymore.
No, and that's why it should be removed.
Okay.
I make a motion that we remove potential from Appendix B on page 107.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. 108. Speak up, because I'm going to move. Okay. 109. Okay. On 110, it says summary of recommendations. It should say summary of chapters at the top.
We'll double check, but if we flip through to one of these, I believe the numbering system, consider, adopt, implement, these are actually a summary of the recommendations organized by chapter.
These aren't recommendations anymore. We're sending it off to council.
But the recommendations embedded in the actual management plan, some of them may have been already accomplished, but again, as I think this plan was written several years ago, and it represented past, present, and future. So there will always be things that may say consider that may ultimately at some point be adopted. So this is a summary of the recommendations that existed in the original management plan. We've made some changes to try and bring them into the current, and if something was considered previously and we've now done adopted or implemented, we've tried to make those changes. But this is a list of recommendations from the original management plan.
But if you say summary of chapters, it's generic. Because those are just chapters. We're not saying past, future, or present.
The only thing, Chair Messner, what I would say is then we're not including any of the objectives or the performance standards, because all of these numberings only pertain to the recommendations. That would be the only, you wouldn't be, someone might think it's a summary of the chapter and might miss something just by going through here, because they only have the recommendations listed.
I don't know. I'm not following on that. Sorry.
Well, if I look at the numbers, all of these pertain to. So for each section, the canopy. Okay, you look at 4.1, and then it just, we don't get into the objectives. The numbering system is the recommendations.
Right. What this matches, summary of recommendations matches what the original report was, and in my understanding of it is that basically what this is a list so that the recommendations are what somebody may want to break out. It's not the report, but it's almost like the executive summary. This is what we're recommending throughout it, and basically it just brings them to the front. That's my understanding, and that's, to me, is what the benefit of it is. Someone doesn't have to search through the entire thing. They can see what we're recommending, and you can see in the wording of these, it's saying maintain this, consider that, refer to this, recognize that. That's our recommendation that is embedded within each individual section.
I also think I also agree with you on this. I think it's just a summary. It's not the whole chapter of what's in each chapter. It's just the recommendations.
I still don't quite get it. I'm sorry, but I will, in faith, go with my colleagues.
I make a motion to approve the summary of recommendations.
Well, we don't have to. It's
already there. We don't need to do anything with it.
I just heard something about taking it out, so I...
Yeah, well, it never happened.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so I want to make sure we go down to 4.4.
Yeah.
Tree species. We update that.
Eligibility criteria. Back again. Do we need to vote on... I guess we should. I make a motion that we change 4.4 to tree species eligibility criteria.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, 111. 112.
I have something under 4.15.1. We should no longer say consider adopting it. Why not just procedures for defining
and designing the protection of heritage trees on city property?
That would just clean it up. So I would move we do that.
I'll second it.
Say that again, please. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just remove the...
We need to remove...
Consider adopting.
Consider adopting.
And just say adopt?
No, we're at procedures. In the Heritage Trees chapter 415, we've already have procedures for adopting trees as heritage trees in there. So we're not considering anymore.
Okay.
So it should be procedures for defining and designating the protection of heritage trees on city property. That's what we have there for chapter 415, which we'll visit later.
Right, but that isn't a sentence. There's no, what, verb?
You got a point there. I just was thinking, get rid of that. Didn't.
Could we say implement procedures?
That'll work. I'll change it.
Or implementing procedures? I don't know. The way I look at this is we've gone all through this for how long, and this is supposed to go off to council. The council will either adopt or make changes or whatnot. Then it's like, there it is. So,
how about adopt?
Implement makes me think that it's just kind of just sitting out there.
Yeah.
When we've already gone through it to give it to council.
Okay.
I agree with Commissioner Messner. It should just be procedures for. And there. Remember, I'm new.
Yeah.
So I still don't understand what the rationale is for having consider in there everywhere. And it's either a policy or it's not.
If I could direct the commission to look at the red line version on page 40.
Which one?
For the section that we're talking about. Right now, this section is this.
October 12th, March 17th?
No, the current packet. Okay. So the current packet, page 40. And then if you look at the clean version, it says for 4.151, consider adopting procedures. So again, well, this list is trying to capture what's in the body of the report.
So on 129, where?
It's page 40. Heritage trees, 4 point on today's.
If you look at big page 40, which is the red line version, it does say consider adopting procedures for defining. So that's what's listed in the summary of recommendations.
We're recommending that the council do that in this document.
Still seems to me, I agree that the consider in this place, adopting procedures.
It may be that if we go through the body of the report and we make any changes to these recommendations, then we as staff will go back to the actual summary of recommendations to make sure they match. But trying to look at this in the context of the summary.
I'm sorry, I don't want staff changing anything after we vote on this.
So Commissioner Haight actually expressed it correctly, is that we are making recommendations to City Council, and that's why it says consider. Is that correct?
Okay.
I'm okay with it as it is then. 4.15.1.
So then, basically, when council adopts, then those considers are gone.
No,
not necessarily.
That's the problem.
Yeah, not necessarily. They're adopting a document. If the recommendation from this commission is to adopt the document and then go back and make changes, update the document so it reflects. I think we're getting ourselves a little bit caught up.
There's a five-year review.
Correct.
On the UFMP. So if the council, when they adopt things, when they implement the recommendations that you have in here, then when the review is done, then those would get changed because they've been done. So they no longer be recommendations. And it might be at that time that PTAC, there might be new recommendations based on how things are going that you'd want to insert there.
Now, I think we spent how many years on this?
Three.
And the key is
seems like.
I think we know enough what we want, how we want, what we've gone over it, fine-tooth comb. And we want to come back and say, well, we'll go over it again and fine-tune it. That's why I'm saying these play on words I'm not interested in. And I think that's where we're going, and I don't like it.
If I may, if we take a step back for a minute, this part that we're looking through now is a collection of recommendations, right? We all understand that that's what we're looking at right now, is all everywhere throughout the report, wherever we have recommendations, and just about every section has them, every section has a discussion, has recommendations, has objectives and performance standards. That's the basic four sections of every item. And so what we're looking at now is pulling out those recommendations and just putting them at the front, basically summarizing them. If someone were to say, what is the grouping of the PTAC recommendations? They're all on this list. That's all they are. These are just a restatement or should be the same statement as what's in the body of the report. So if we, for example, go to big page 123, there's recommendations on there that section 4.5.1, that's our recommendations for the section that starts on the previous page, which is 4.5, right tree, right place. So under 4.5, right tree, right place, we talk about what those major issues are, soil volume, et cetera, et cetera. Then in the recommendations, we say that you need to put the right tree in the right place is basically it. And then we have objectives and we have performance standards. So that's why they're written as consider and things like that, because by their nature, they're recommendations. They're not decisions that we're making.
Well, I still come back to that 4.15.1 is procedures for defining and designating the protection of heritage trees on city property. You go to 4.15.2, it says the Public Tree Advisory Commission shall consider future policies. So now we're already going into that we'll consider anything updated or changes or anything in the next further down on 4.15.
Right. Well, what you're speaking about, I think the emphasis should be placed in a different place. You're saying the emphasis that you're making is that we should consider something. So I think you're getting caught up in the idea that it's ignoring the fact that we have been doing that. But to me, the correct way to read that is to say that this group is who will consider that.
I don't read it that way. Mm-mm.
No,
at all.
No. No.
How about adopt procedures for defining? I didn't mean to be a problem on this.
I'm okay with taking out the word to consider.
How about my motion be adopt procedures rather than consider adopting?
I second it.
Okay. All those in favor for adopt? Aye.
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 Would you restate the motion, please?
Just that it will now read, adopt procedures for defining and designating the protection of the heritage trees on city property.
Aye.
Okay. Okay. Page 113. 114. 115. 116. 117. 118.
Commissioner Messner?
Yes.
Would you explain the consider? If this were my document, I would gut all of that. I wouldn't have any consider or... So, I'm sorry to be difficult, but can somebody explain to me one more time?
Valid statement.
Thank you, Chair Messner. These are a set of recommendations that the council is going to approve the document, right? So it's, they're going to be recommendations to the council, and I don't think consider limits you in any way at all. It means it's something for to be worked on, to be discussed, to be created. So this just opens the door, and it may be something that, I don't know, you might decide not to work on in one year and move on to another. But this just, I don't see the consider limits this commission in any way.
It's just awkward.
Yeah.
The language.
In some cases, there may be, these were recommendations to consider and evaluate certain activities, certain policies, certain standards, certain procedures. It could be that as a result of that consideration, the decision is made to not implement or adopt, but we wouldn't know that without going through the consideration process. So I think that's why the original document was written with consider, because it was creating a program from the ground up. That's where the consideration, the word consider probably came from, because there wasn't a program. So consider all these different things, and some may end up being adopted or implemented, but not necessarily all.
Well, we've come through chapters, which we designated that's the way it's going to be, and then further down in the chapters had objectives and considers and extra policies on that. That's the way I see it, because I'm not going to have this thing come back and everybody wants to pick and choose. How many changes have we had in this thing, and people stuck different notes and things in here? I'm not going to have that anymore. When council gets it, I want to make it very clear to council, whatever they accept, all those considers are going to be gone, everything, because they accepted what this thing is we were supposed to go through and give it to them.
But Commissioner Ressler, I think what they expressed earlier is that once the council proves it, that's the way it's staying. The considers are staying.
But that's
staying
not
in.
What I heard when they would do that. I heard that it would be then we can come back and go in and consider and change anything down the road, a year or two or whatever. Some of these things are policies that council's going to set. And just like the tree list, that's set. But it's a living document. We can add on the bottom and keep going with that.
And, you know, I apologize. This is my first experience.
That's fine.
With a government document like this. It's very different in the business world.
Yes.
It's just awkward.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, on page 118, I have a question. On 302, it says, conduct a visual inspection to confirm city tree inventory every 10 years beginning in, and you have 2015. My question is, it's 2016, we're going into 17. Does that get updated to show present day?
I'm sorry, what page are you on?
118.
Like it should say 2017, and then we start counting from.
The question is, has it started?
That's the key. So that's my question. Do we update that to 2017 or 2016?
Or was that done in 2015?
I believe, I could be corrected here, but I believe in a previous meeting, Mr. Morgenstern said that every tree is on a cycle, and it goes through every 3 years, something of that nature. Okay. I'm under the impression that a contract has not been signed since our last company contract expired, which has been well over a year. So,
no, we've had contracts.
But to actually go through and do an inventory and look at the health and inputs put into our database, is that happening?
It's going to forward to council now.
Okay, and I don't know about the ArborPro database for sure, and Bob isn't here, but there is a contract going to council the 1st?
I think it's
November 1st.
Yeah, so we've had over a year plus with no contract, even though emergency things have been done. This is what I understand. So by putting a date on this, it's even the council, you know, we're only guessing that they will approve, and then when would they start? Would they resume on the cycle where they ended up a year and a half or maybe even 2 years ago. That's all kind of, you know, we don't know because we don't, you know, where do you start again on the cycle? So by putting a date in here, we know for sure that there was a contract and probably at the beginning of 2015.
Yes.
So I think by keeping the 2015, at least we have a cycle year where they can go back, you know, kind of say this is where we last had it when we had a contract.
You're referring to when we pick up what I call grid pruning, where he goes geographically through the city. Is that what you're referring to?
I am.
Okay. So you're asking where we would pick up based on when the last grid pruning was done.
I would assume the cycle would start
pick up where it was last
exactly.
finished and
yeah,
just
so
continue
by,
on its process.
Yeah, so by putting a date in here, it's still really vague as to when this would start and
yeah, as I recall now, we do not have a full list. When they're doing grid pruning, it's on a process like a pie chart and just keeps going until we come around. Okay, I'm not trying to get over technical. I'm just throwing that date out. Like, is that correct, proper, or do we need to modify that? That's all. Whatever you guys say, I don't care. If you want to stick with the 15, I'm fine with it. I just wanted to inquire.
From what I understood, I would make a motion to keep it because I would hope that it would resume on whatever cycle it's on at this point.
Well, if we stay at 2015, no motion necessary.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just.
So, yeah.
If I may, I don't understand why we would make a recommendation to do something starting every 10 years beginning in 2015 if it wasn't done in 2015. If we're making a recommendation to the city council to do something, then let's make a recommendation that they start that every 10 years in 2017. Why would we recommend they do something in 2015? I don't understand the logic.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking forward then instead
looking
of looking
forward
back.
Rather than in.
Okay.
Yeah, because hopefully they approve it and we get back on a cycle and we start our reports and.
So I take it then we would leave that 2000 blank. Until council adopts or something?
Or you...
And then pop it in?
I am very hesitant to take something to council and then have you say, well, then you're going to fix it and change it based on council action, because then we're going to come right back into where we are now, where there's a misunderstanding or misinterpretation of wording, language, or whatever. So we know we're taking, if we get through tonight and you all say, send this to the city council for adoption, we should decide tonight what date you want in there, and that's the date we will put into the document for council to approve.
Then I would lean towards going the date that they adopt.
If
council adopts it, whatever that is, that's the start because everything's more official.
Yeah, but by keeping it 2015, it's going to cruise in with a more favorable vote than, let's say, they vote down this contract. We're still back on.
We do not expect any problem with the contract, and to do 2017 would be very clean.
Okay.
In terms of starting in a calendar year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know because I didn't know how clean this vote might be.
Yeah, no, it'd be fine.
Okay, all right. So I would go with Mr. Jeff's recommendation that we put 2017 and it starts anew there on the 10 years and, you know, everything else that follows with that.
We need a motion.
Okay. It was a motion.
I need a second.
I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay. Page 119.
Didn't see it.
Page 120. 121, we've already gone over. 122, we've gone over, but anybody else?
4.3. Yeah, 122.
All right. Mr. Haight?
Okay, so objectives, top of the page 122. Objective number one, we modified.
Correct.
Objective number two, I would say we just delete.
Okay.
because we don't have an eligibility list.
So it would read, if a tree is does not meet performance standards for the conditions in which it's planted, is that correct?
I would just delete number two completely, because it talks about if it's not on the list, but it meets performance standards, or if it's on the list but doesn't meet performance standards, either way you can consider it. To me, that's all redundant, because we don't have a list, so we would just leave it up to this body in the future to consider trees that somebody asks to use.
Sounds reasonable.
All right. So can we get a motion on that?
I make a motion to strike number two of section 4.4 under objectives number two.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. 123, 124, 125, 126.
I need a second, please.
Okay.
Okay, I'm caught up.
Okay. 127. 128. 129. And I've got some comments on there. One, for Heritage Trees 415, we don't have the application form in here. So we talked about it last week. So here it is. And at that time, I said what is in yellow is deleted, which says, a report by a certified arborist documenting the tree's overall health and structural stability. That will be deleted, and everything else will stay. So.
Yes, that was attached as an attachment to the report previously. It wasn't referenced in the UFMP. That's why it's not here this evening. We can include
But we talked about it last meeting, though.
Yes, that's correct. But as an attachment to the staff report, not as an attachment to the UFMP. Are you asking that it be attached to the UFMP as an appendix?
Well, of course. That was that's what we all thought it was.
It says here under nominating on page 130, under nominating a heritage tree, it says filing fee and the nomination form.
So we have a form already mentioned in there.
Be in here.
Okay, well then we would need to include it as an appendix and reference it as an appendix here so it's clearly tied into the document.
That would be fine.
Okay. So let me find that, please, on 130. Okay, hold on. So which appendix would it be, Andrea?
E, I believe.
F or E?
F. Then what's E?
Ordinance 16.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, thanks.
Is there a motion for that?
I'll motion to have the
nomination form.
Nomination form as appendix
F.
F. With the changes there to delete that is highlighted in yellow.
I make a second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. So now we'll go down, same chapter, down the third paragraph where it says, no trees were designated as heritage, historical, or significant when the city formed. A list of potential Goleta heritage tree sites is identified. The word potential needs to be deleted.
That page 130?
No.
On 129.
129.
Chairmaster, can you go back over that so I could find that spot?
Okay. Heritage Trees, 415. Third paragraph down where it says, no trees were designated as heritage, historical or significant when the city formed. A list of potential Goleta heritage tree sites is identified. The word potential is deleted.
Is there a motion?
I'll move the remove potential.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We will go to page 130. And I've got another one under naming heritage tree down there towards the bottom. It says, when considering a heritage tree designation, PTAC says may also make a recommendation. It should be will also make a recommendation to the city council on the naming of heritage trees. When I handed out, this is the exact handout that we did, exact copy, last week. And what is in red is what we added. And what is in blue with strikeouts, what we deleted. And there I had may, and we have will to change. That everybody looked at and we agreed on. And then we modified it with the rotation of the common name and location.
I would like the wording to stay as it is in this document right here. May also.
Didn't we already vote on this last time?
We did, and that's why I say we crossed out may and we had the word will. I have it right here in on the document. I hand it out to everybody and staff.
And I believe it should also be location, and then.
Then when we accepted this, then we changed A and B on the naming from location to common, and we put common name first and location second.
Oh, so we need to reverse A and B now.
No, it's right. We already reversed it.
Right. All right.
Everything is fine. We just didn't update the word may to will. Okay. So it'll say PTAC will also make a recommendation to the city council on the naming of the heritage trees.
Commissioner Ressner, we actually did change it from location is A and species was B, following your example. No. Following the example that they have here is what we had, according to the notes I have.
Okay, on this handout, we originally had, if you see in red, it says, when considering a heritage tree designation, PTAC will also make a recommendation to City Council on the naming of a heritage tree. Then we went into, the name shall be informative. We had A, species, general type of tree, B, location, okay? What we did is we changed A and B.
Right.
So we went for A, common name, instead of species, and we kept B as location.
No, we changed it to A as location, so it would read Stowe Grove Park, Redwoods, as opposed to Redwoods at Stowe Park.
I think what we did is, in the example, we reversed the order at Commissioner Kirby's suggestion and recommendation, but what we did not change was the A, common name, B, location. And I believe what Commissioner Mensah is suggesting is that A should now be location and then B should be common name, so it flows with the examples that are provided. Is that correct? You're suggesting?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I remember.
Yes, and yes, because that's what I have penciled. So we make those changes?
Do we need a motion?
Yes.
I think we're making some changes, so yes. To be consistent, would you like a motion?
Yes, but I still don't have consensus on PTAC may or PTAC will.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to change may to will and also to change letter A to location and letter B to common name.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now we will go to page 131.
And we have a problem here because we have a whole bunch of performance standards that we removed.
Yes. Yeah, all the performance standards should be gone. Because if you look at the October 12th, And let me get the page number.
We're talking about this, right?
Right. So old big page 136 had all this struck out. Performance standards was gone.
Okay, so if we go to page 135 of the last month's packet, you'll see at the let's go to 138. You'll see that we go to where we modify the naming a heritage tree, and then it says change a heritage tree designation, removal of a heritage tree, and then we go on to the next chapter, 416.
Right.
And we modified this whole thing. We kind of gutted it out, redid it, put it all back in there. And all this is under performance standards is left over from the old old packets that we when we came through, we modified. Because on March 17th is when I introduced information documentation, and then that's when staff said, we'll work it and put it all in there, and this is what we all came up with, and this is what we agree with. So this is just residual leftover from older packets. Because we also get down to the nuts and bolts, when it says performance standards, you know, it's talking about implement standards to protect heritage trees, set criteria may include but not limited to the following. It's got all these other things. But if you go back to, we have naming a heritage tree. We have nominating a heritage tree, historical significance. We have criteria for a heritage tree designation, recommendations, horticultural significance. We have all that criteria is what we took pulled together. So this is just repetitious old stuff.
Do we need a motion again to delete it for the, I don't know, at least second time?
Okay, so
we're deleting performance standards.
We're deleting under performance standards 1, A, B, C. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, D, 1. All of that.
Yeah, I make a motion to delete everything under performance standards.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Just a quick note to staff. On page 129, at the bottom, under criteria for heritage tree designation, the first word definition should be bold to match the rest.
Right.
Thank you.
It's so easy to do that when doing the document. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You go right past.
132, 133, 134.
Just a second, please.
Okay.
Okay, I'm caught up.
All right. 135. 136.
I have one. It's a grammatical error as far as I'm concerned. Under performance standards, it should say work. Well, where it says PTAC purview being brought before the PTAC, it shouldn't be purview are brought, it seems to me. Am I reading the wrong?
I don't see it that way. Which page are you on?
136.
136.
Which section?
Performance standard.
Right in the middle.
Okay.
I think
work toward 100% of the projects involving public trees within the PTAC purview being brought before the PTAC for review.
Instead, I think she's right.
Within the purview, being, are brought forward. But that's, you know, maybe I'm reading it different than the rest of you.
So how would you like to word that sentence, just to start?
Just change purview after purview from are to being brought forward.
I read it differently. Here I go again.
Okay, that's fine. No, that's why I brought it up.
I would say the performance standard to me reads correct because work toward, and put little air quotes around it, 100% of projects involving public trees within the PTAC's purview are brought before PTAC for review.
Okay, it's a whole different way of looking at it. But, yeah, okay, forget it.
Okay.
I'm okay with the way it is.
Yeah. Okay, 137. 138.
I'm finished.
139. 140. Okay. So now we're going to go into the appendices. 141. 142. 143. 144. 145. 146. 147. 148. 149, 150, 151, 152, 153, 154, 155, man, we're moving warp speed, 156, 157, 158, 159, 160. Okay. So, where's my notes? Okay, that said, so I want to make a motion that this PTAC commission is officially done with reviewing the UFMP. It is now ready for council to review for their November 1st, 2016 meeting or to be placed on their consent agenda or agenda item for council.
I'm sorry, we would need to make that November 14th.
There's no way to get that in?
No, we published today for November 1st.
No updates? I mean, we're still within the...
No, I'm sorry. We published today for November 1st. At our last meeting, we discussed that it would need to go. The soonest it could go, the only opportunity would be November 14th.
I remember last meeting, Deborah said we had two shots.
We had the we had the meeting of the 1st and the 14th, but not realizing that we had to come back again. And right now, I do have staff working on actually printing the packet for council right now.
Okay.
For the 1st.
Then I'll revise it to November 14th.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Okay, future agenda items. No future agenda until council has something for us, is what I want to say. Unless somebody wants to put something else in there.
Well, Chair Messner?
Yes.
We will...
Oh, shoot. Okay. Nothing. I just thought of one more thing I was supposed to update. Yeah, go ahead, and then I'll jump in.
Oh, just in terms of future agenda items, we would like to, at an upcoming meeting, bring you for your review and considerations a project that we're scoping for improvements at Rancho La Patera, which could include some impacts to trees.
Okay.
So,
so then why don't we make that the future agenda?
Okay.
Okay. I had one thing I overlooked, and I'm, and to me it's the principle of the matter, and that's why I'm going to open up if I can do that.
Can I make one other future agenda item? Because I was on the former ad hoc committee for penalties for part of our urban forest management plan if somebody cuts down a tree. And our other council member moved out of the jurisdiction of the city, and we now have a new one, so our committee was not able to follow through because we did quite a bit of work with Mr. Morgenstern on this. So I would like to have that a future agenda item.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'd like to open up, go back, sorry guys, to our packet, October 26th, on page 40.
This is on October 12th meeting?
26th.
Oh, today, okay.
Okay. And that'll be under Heritage Trees 415. And I noticed that my comment was removed from there, and I want it back in there. So if you go under the witness tree, it says, the witness tree, a 250-year-old sycamore located in the patio of the Sizzler restaurant on Hollister Avenue, has been recognized as a historically significant tree by several historical organizations, but it is not a publicly protected tree. My comment was, and it's on the March 17th packet, and now it's just mysteriously taken out. It says, my comment, CM, erroneous information referenced, State of Goleta Urban Forest, 11-17-09, page 15, notes that this is a substitute for the original witness tree, which was cut down in the 1800s. This must be corrected. And I had that in there. So that needs to be put back in.
Which comment number was that was deleted?
It's on big page 40 under Heritage Tree. And there's a
on well, the they're all numbered. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, 4.15.
If you go to the March 17, 2016, it's under comment AM 87. And then there was other comments put in there that we have had removed twice. So that doesn't go back in on the witness tree.
Okay, I apologize. I think I was instructed to delete AM 87, so I just deleted it. I can put that your comments back
My comment, but the other is deleted.
Correct. I'll do that. I apologize.
No problem. Okay, with that, do we need a motion on this, or are we fine?
Let's have a motion on that, please.
Wait, just to clarify. So the comment is to be reinserted in the information that's in today's meeting packet, it's in the red lines only because there's no comments in the final draft.
That is correct.
Okay.
I just want it there for the principle of the matter. So I motion to have that comment of mine put back in there in the red line version of the PTAC.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Thank you. With that, our meeting is over.
no difference if you leave me. I'll come running if you need me anytime, any day, anywhere. Anytime, any day, anywhere. Anytime, any day, anywhere. Laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. You're hand in hand beneath the trees, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kind of smart until your heart just goes whap. Those trees, that breeze, they're part of the tender trap. Some starry night, when his kisses will make you tingle, you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map.